Jesse sat in his office in the early evening with Abby Taylor. "The selectmen have asked me to talk with you," she said. "Good," Jesse said. She was wearing a black suit with a long jacket and a short skirt. Her briefcase was on the floor, leaning against the leg of her chair. She wore black high-heeled shoes. Jesse thought her ankles were very nice. "I'm speaking now as town council," Abby Taylor said carefully. "Yes, ma'am." "May I call you Jesse?" "Of course, Abby." She smiled automatically. "Now, I know," she said, "that you are new not only to this job, but to this environment." Jesse smiled helpfully. "But whatever the circumstances of your police work in Los Angeles, this is a town in which everyone's civil liberties are important." Jesse nodded. He seemed interested. "May I be frank with you?" Abby Taylor said.
"Sure."
"You cannot go about beating people up," she said. "It leaves the town vulnerable to lawsuit. I understand the provocation, and I certainly am sympathetic to Carol Jeanette's situation, but we cannot permit you to take the law into your own hands. It's not only illegal, it simply is not right." Jesse nodded thoughtfully. "The restraining order wasn't working," he said. "It was necessary to get JoJo's attention." Abby Taylor was silent for a time, frowning, as she thought about what he had said. He watched her think. He liked the way the small vertical wrinkle appeared between her eyebrows when she frowned. "The selectmen are aware of the provocation," Abby said. "And they are prepared to go forward from here. But they would like your assurance that something like this will not occur in the future."
"It might," Jesse said.
"God," Abby said, "you don't give a damn inch, do you?"
Jesse smiled.
"Since you drew my contract up," Jesse said, "you know that it provides recourse to the selectmen if they are dissatisfied with my performance."
"So you're saying the ball is in their court?"
"Yes."
They looked at each other.
Abby held his look, feeling challenged by it. Then she smiled.
"God, you are so much harder than you look," Jesse smiled again.
"And what's my name?"
"Jesse."
They laughed. Abby sat back in her chair and crossed her legs.
"I mean, you look like a history teacher," she said, "who might coach tennis on the side."
Jesse didn't say anything. He was looking at her legs.
"And yet you handled JoJo Jeunesse?"
"Experience is helpful," Jesse said.
"Have you had that much experience with people like Jeunesse?"
"In L.A., I work South Central," Jesse said. "People in South Central would keep JoJo for a pet."
"No one ever confronted him before like that."
"Guess it was time," Jesse said.
"You won, but don't misjudge him. He can be very dangerous."
"Anybody can be very dangerous, Abby."
"I believe he has mob connections, Jesse."
She smiled.
"Jesse," she said.
"Good.
You married?"
"I don't see what that has to do with the issue before us," she said.
"Me either," Jesse said.
"I'm happily divorced," Abby said. "5 years.
"Taylor, your own name?"
"Yes."
They were silent for a while.
"Have you ever been married?"
Abby said.
"Yes."
"But you're not married now?"
"No."
"Divorced?"
"Yes."
"Jesse, one of the rules of conversation is that when asked a question, you don't give a one-word answer."
Jesse looked at his watch.
"Okay," he said.
"It's supper time. Want to have dinner with me?"
Abby opened her mouth and closed it. She had come in to reprimand this man, and he didn't seem reprimanded.
I don't...
"Certainly," she said. "I'd love to."